Hello.
Hi, my name is Kevin Sarmiento, and I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions towards public affairs in current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Registered as an independent.
Independent, thank you. What are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably
yes.
vote? Certainly vote?
Excuse me?
Are you certain to vote?
Yes.
Thank you so much, sir. Would you please tell me your age?
83.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Hispanic.
Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Repeat that.
Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Well, in Florida, that's fine.
Sorry?
They're headed in the right direction in Florida.
Okay. Thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republican.
Now, I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you might have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize them, that's okay, just let me know. Here's the first one. Kamala Harris.
Very unfavorable.
Joe Biden.
Who?
Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Project 2025.
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Thomas Califox.
Who?
Thomas Califox.
I don't know that person.
Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Darren Soto.
Favorable, very.
Very favorable. Democrats in Congress.
Very unfavorable.
Republicans in Congress.
Favorable.
Somewhat or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you so much, sir. And if the election for president will help today, and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think that you would vote for?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. If the election for United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie McCarthy Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think that you would vote for?
Scott.
Scott. If the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Califox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think that you would vote for?
Kelly Fox.
As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interface with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law should prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes.
Now I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. The first one is, Darren Soto is a current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who worked tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands healthcare for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the prices of insulin to $35 for those on Medicaid, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. The next one is, Colonel Thomas Califox is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Califox will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing our borders against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigration, fight for fiscal responsibility by curbing wasteful government expenditures, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Califox will take his experience as a small business and multi-millionaire dollar enterprise leader to continue the growth opportunities in our community. Now let me ask you, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Califox, the Republican, and candidate Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think that you would vote for?
Kelly.
Thank you so much, sir. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Lowering grocery prices, ending the gun violence epidemic, protecting Social Security and Medicare, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, securing our borders, tackling crime and improving public safety, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, bringing down rent prices, making healthcare affordable for working families, making owning a home more affordable, lowering inflation and gas prices, protecting reproductive freedom, promoting traditional values in school. Which one would you pick, sir?
Lowering gas prices and inflation.
Lowering. Thank you so much. Just give me a quick second. Lower. Okay. And which is the next most important issue to you of those? Ending the gun violence epidemic.
Closing the borders.
Are the borders. Securing our borders?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now let me read you some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for U.S. Congress, assuming that each of these are accurate. Please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Would it be a very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. Is that a very convincing reason? Somewhat convincing, or has no effect at all?
No effect.
Darren Soto helped bringing down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone. Is that a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, or not effect at all?
Not effect at all.
Soto has worked to keep our communities safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense guns law backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. That are very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, or not effect at all?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you so much. Thomas Califox will support the Trump-baked America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Califox will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness. Is that a very convincing reason, somewhat or not effect at all?
Somewhat convincing.
Thomas Califox is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hardening working families. Is that a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, or has no effect at all?
No effect.
Thomas Califox will put an end to the border crisis that filling our communities with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies. Is that a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, or not effect at all?
Very convincing.
Thank you so much. And now you've heard a little bit more about it, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Califox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think that you would vote for?
Thomas Califox.
Now let me read you some statements about the candidates running for U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this would cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that target or small businesses. Does that statement raise serious doubts, some doubts, or has no effect at all?
Serious doubts.
While Califox says he was a successful business owner, he and his company owed over $15 million, leading to multiple bankruptcies and multimillion-dollar foreclosures. Serious doubts, some doubts, or has no effect at all?
Some doubts.
Despite having a personal fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Califox continues taking Social Security and veteran paychecks while his backer fights to abolish Social Security and cut support programs for veterans who are in need. Did that make you have serious doubts? Some doubts, or has no effect at all?
Has some doubts.
Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress. Did that make you have serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect at all?
Serious doubts.
Thomas Califox stands with Republicans who support government intervention in people's private healthcare decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide, restrict access to ABF, and support government surveillances of pregnant women. Does that make you have serious doubts, some doubts, or has no effect at all for you?
No effect at all.
Thomas Califox blamed excessive stimulus taxes for record inflation, but his company took $160,000 in PPP, loans forgiven during the pandemic. Did that make you have serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect at all?
No effect at all.
Thank you so much. And now that you've heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Califox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, Democratic candidate, which one do you think that you would vote for?
For Kelly.
Cali, thank you. What is your primary source of national and political news? The first one is cable news network, local networks, affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, America TV, Orlando Sentinel, Talk Radio, El Nuevo Día, your local newspaper, internet-based news sources,
cable
social
news.
Media, cable news, okay. From which network would you say you get the most of your news? NCC, CNN, MSNBC, Newsmax, OANN, or Fox News?
Fox.
What Spanish language news sources, if any, do you use on a regular basis? Telemundo Orlando, La Prensa Orlando, Univision, Internet?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you so much. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
For Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Thank you so much, sir. We're about to finish. Just a few questions, just for only statistical purposes. What is the last grade or degree you completed in school? It was 0-11, high school degree, 12+, from college, vocational degree, college degree, postgraduate degree.
I have a college degree.
College degree, okay. Does any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Conservative. Would you say you are somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you so much. And as you know, the term Hispanic or Latino refers to people from different countries in Latin America and the Caribbean. To what country in the Americas do you trace your ancestry? Cuba, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic? Puerto Rico. When communicating with people in your household, do you speak only Spanish, more Spanish than English, an even mix of both?
Spanish and English.
Spanish and English. Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today. You were really helpful, and we really appreciate your time. Have a nice day, sir.
Right, you too.